You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Alice Gatland.
Oh my God, I'm so lucky to be in the presence of such a celebrity.
Thank you for having me in. I just arrived.
Thanks so much for coming in today. I haven't seen you for ages.
I know, right?
It's been years.
I've missed you.
I've really missed you too.
So today we're talking about A Perfect Day, which is a 2015 film. It was written and directed by Spanish director Fernando León de Aranoa.
Ooh.
Aranoa. And it's his first film in English. But he's done, I think, about five other films. And he's won lots of Spanish film awards. So he's kind of probably like a name to watch.
Awesome.
I think his most famous is Mondays in the Sun. But I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Oh, he's a bit of a charmer.
Yeah, for sure. He's got that director look to him. But this film, so like I said, is in English. And set in Yugoslavia, I think. So it's
Whoa.
In 1995, at the end of the Yugoslav Wars, and we meet this group of aid workers from Aid Across Borders, and they're trying to remove a dead body from a well in a village in the Balkans.
Okay.
But right at the beginning, as they're trying to pull this body out, their rope breaks. And the film kind of follows the next 24 hours as they try and find rope to try and get this corpse out of the well.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's definitely like a black comedy.
You know,
there's a lot of humor in it.
There is humor.
For sure.
Yeah?
For sure. Black comedy. Like bleak humor, but definitely quite funny.
Right.
But also like a lot of tension. You know, we see them interact with the locals who are still very distrustful, and, you know, the landscape, like people are still being killed and there's landmines everywhere. And although the war is like technically over,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, you know, it takes a while for that to trickle down, like some people would
disagree. And so they're on a mission to find some rope.
Yes, and they sort of end up dealing with all kinds of things, like lots of bureaucracy and,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, distrustful locals and just so many things. So it has like quite a slow pace because it sort of only covers those 24 hours, but in a way that I think really works because it just kind of builds that tension. It's almost like a bit claustrophobic, that feeling of these aid workers being in this area and sort of not really like trapped there, but in some ways kind of trapped there. Like they're trying to do this very simple task. They're trying to offer aid, but they're just facing so much.
But they just can't do it.
Yeah. So it's kind of that sort of war satire. Many people sort of compared it to MASH, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. vibe.
Oh, MASH. I mean, what?
Classic show.
Oh, my parents love that show.
Yeah.
I never could get into it.
I watched it a bit. I definitely remember the finale being incredibly heart-wrenching.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't get that far.
But yeah, so it's a quite a good film. I think my main criticism is one I bring up a lot. There are like two main female characters and they're just really
kinda like chucked in there.
Yeah, they're just really disappointingly one-dimensional and they're just annoying. Like they've just been brought in to basically be whiny. But
is there any love?
There's like a bit of a romance plot, not too in your face, but you know. But Tim Robbins and did we say Benicio del Toro?
Yes, Benicio del Toro. He's a bit of a charmer as well.
Are the two mains, and they're both really funny. I think they're both really good in it.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think like the other sort of criticism that a lot of people have for it is sometimes it's a bit inconsistent with the tone. You know, kind of like mixing the sort of black comedy with some quite high drama moments.
Do you reckon that's kind of like a Spanish like way of, you know what I mean, like different cultures kind of have different senses of humor, different ways of like portraying certain things? Could it be kind of like a, I don't know what
I don't know, like, I wouldn't know enough about Spanish cinema to make that call, but I definitely think like the comedy in it you'll relate to. It's kind of that sarcastic sort of like low key, you know, it's like a tragic environment, but the characters are dealing with trivial things, which I think is quite funny. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. I think it's a good watch.
We had somebody say, check out his film Matador. He also has Antonio Banderas, his first acting role.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So looks like this director's kind of given opportunity to quite a few different actors. Mm.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. So that movie is called A Perfect Day.
Mm-hmm.
totally does not sound like a perfect day.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny. Funny title.
If I picked that up off the shelf, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm keen for a fun, lighthearted movie.
But then you'd read the back of it and you'd realize it's set in war-torn.
No, problems. Alice, I do not read the backs of films.
Only the title.
Just the title. That's all I need.
That's fair enough.
It
you
actually
must
does.
Be, you
it
must
does.
Be surprised a lot.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. I'll be like, my weekend in Paris. And I'll be like, that sounds romantic. And it's like a murder mystery or something. Anyway, it sounds like a fantastic film. I would love to kind of check it out and see what it's all about and be able to come back to you and be like, yes, we do need more prominent female actors in films. But we do have a copy of For a Perfect Day on DVD. If you would like to snatch that up, you can call into Studio 309-3879. Thanks so much, Alice, for giving us that review.
No worries.
It's really nice seeing you again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.